This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Hey, folks. You're tuned in. You're tuned in to what counts, to what matters, which is the greatest phenomenon of our time, which is the Donald Trump revolution. I call it the Donald Trump phenomenon. It's a name that people, I thought it was a very felicitous phrase when it came out, when I first heard it, and I grabbed it. The Trump phenomenon, that's this show. It's a live show, 2 hours together here on Sunday. So I hope there's a little bit more time to expansively develop themes that you want to talk about. So call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My name's James Kelso. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. It's live. I'm up in North Dakota, the least visited state in America. And wherever you are, I hope you'll visit the show. And you are right now. Thank you very much for tuning in. The show is coming to you from Round Rock, Texas, and that's where you've been sending your money, right? What? You haven't sent any money in yet? Uh-oh. Please do that. If you've never sent any money, don't send speeches or letters or your outline of your upcoming novel. Send money. That's what that is, the blood. That is the fuel that will keep this Patriot Radio Network pumping out the information, getting the truth out there. So send it to go to republicbroadcasting.org. 95% of you are probably there already, or some large percentage, but republicbroadcasting.org. And you will see there exactly, a number of ways in which you can get funds, cash money, to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is important. This is not just another patriot organization. It's not a podcast from somebody's basement. This is a radio network. That's a big deal. John Stadtmiller was shooting for the moon when he created Republic Broadcasting. He wanted to create a network. He has created a network, and he's kept it together by sheer determination, lo, these many years. There aren't many networks out there. Could you say that Breitbart is a network? You might be able to say that. Alex Jones has a network. Are there any others? Can you name any other networks? Not a podcast that you happen to like that has no audience. You know, I don't want to belittle small patriot efforts, but this is a major patriot effort here that Stadtmiller has created. And your money is needed to keep a major effort. You'll notice when you listen to Alex Jones, he is raising money all the time. He has to, because he's reaching a lot of people. He's created a big network. Breitbart is raising money all the time because they have to fuel a big network. RBN has to do the same thing. So you've got to keep the fuel. You got to keep the gas tank full, folks. So send in money. And then also don't send in something significant. Make it count. But send something in. If you haven't sent anything in, you are overdue. If you're somebody that's been listening for several years and you have not yet sent in any money, you are overdrawn there on your account. Please get something back into the network that you've been listening to. And if you're one of those people who has been contributing, hallelujah, brother and sister. And one thing I would like to do on this show, if you want to get on the show, if you've been sending in a good amount of money, I wish, it's a European trait. We shun boasting. And hey, come on, knock it off. I'd love to have you get on the air and boast. Say, hey, you know what? Over the years, I've sent $1,000 into RBN. And I'm not a rich guy, you say. You know, lead by example. Inspire people by your example. Telethons do that all the time. They put somebody on the air. They acknowledge people. So ask, you know, get a little acknowledgement. Mention that you've contributed. All right. And I want to do that. I want to do that as a regular feature of this show, is I want to do fundraising. I know right now I'm listening to the Minnesota Public Broadcasting, Minnesota Public Radio fundraisers. It's been going on for a couple weeks, I think. And they come back at you every 15 minutes with raising funds. It works. Mike Rivero, in the promotional piece that you hear, you'll hear it in the course of this show one or two times maybe. Rivero gets it right. That model of listener contribution is one that works. And what's really beautiful about it, and even the Minnesota Public Radio, classical radio, they talk about this fact. It's a very successful operation. It's the best way to listen to classical music, which is our music. Remember Donald Trump in his July 17th? I forget the exact date, but in his Kaczynski Square speech in Warsaw, Poland, only 6 months into his presidency, Donald Trump said, "We write symphonies." Yeah, three-word sentence. That knocked me on my butt when I heard that. We write symphonies. Wow. So much is said in that. Why did he say that? Who is the we to whom he's referring? We write symphonies. I know who he's referring to, because in the antecedent phrase and in the following phrases, he identifies our cause as defending Western civilization. Our civilization, another phrase that he uses. And he says, the question is, do we have the will to defend ourselves? And then it's interspersed in there. He says, we write symphonies. Why did he say that? To underscore the point. the point as to why it's important for us to defend ourselves. We're not just any old group of people, we Europeans. We're very special. We created, let's see, what did we create? Civilization? That's pretty good. Check that box off. We created all of science. Hey, that's pretty nifty. Good job, Europeans. We created all of the institutions of freedom, every single one of them. Did anybody have a Congress? Did anybody have a Constitution? Did anybody have a constitutional republic? Had there ever been such a thing until Europeans invented it? No. So check that box off. All the institutions of freedom and liberty. What else did we do? We invented all the cures for all the diseases that have come along, that have been invented. We created the Industrial Revolution all by our lonesome selves. The Scientific Revolution, the Renaissance, these are all things that we did. And the just go on and on and on. So that's the battle. Anyway, let us proceed. Let's get into the show, and I'll tell you what's on my mind in the last 24 hours, and see if you share that thought. Let me go to my caller board here. If you call in, I've got a board here where I can see you when you dial in. 800-313-9443. Okay, the big story for me on the last 48 hours is this. The war against Bill Barr. That, to me, is the big story. And I'll explain. Bill Barr appears to be a man with guts. A man with integrity. He appears to be that. Now, we don't know for sure, but he gives every indication that he actually has integrity and that he will fight. He's willing to take some risks, take some heat, take some slings and arrows of the nasty demon rats in order to, as Donald Trump said in the Krasinski Square speech, to show will to defend our people. Now, and how is Bill Barr look to be doing that? Well, Bill Barr has said, he's given a number of indications that he is going after, he is seeking justice, it's a better phrase for it, he's not really going after them, he's seeking justice for the felonious criminal traitors, I'm adding my own characterizations in there, but for the people who have broken the law. Big time, who spied on the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency, spying on the president of the United States, spying on the opposition candidate in order to destroy him. This was the top of the FBI, the top of the Justice Department, the top of the CIA. The Director of National Intelligence. This was Obama. This was, here's an important point. We'll talk about it today. I hope you talk about it. Joe Biden. Was Joe Biden, I like what they said. I heard somebody on Fox call say, was he a potted plant? Is that what he was as vice president? Or was he, as he claims to be, intimately involved with all the key decisions of the Biden administration? I allege that is true. I don't recall him ever saying, I was a potted plant, a thumbsucker who had no idea that Barack Obama was ordering spying on Donald Trump, spying on the opponent to his designated heir apparent, Hillary Clinton. So Bill Barr is showing that he will go after these people. Well, he will seek justice for them. Let's use his phrases. He is a very well-spoken man who doesn't use the kind of colorful language that I do. And he shouldn't in his position. Maybe in his private moments he does. I hope so. I hope he listens to this show. Now, if he goes after the people who committed these crimes, folks, they're going to prison. This includes a prison sentence. It should include a prison sentence for Barack Hussein Obama. Very much it should. Jeanine Pirro would agree with that. Judge Jeanine would agree with that. That's not a wild-eyed statement by Kelso. Pirro agrees. Joe Biden should go to prison. Loretta Lynch should go. Holder should go. Comey should go. McCabe should go. They should all go to prison. Mueller should go. Mueller was an integral part of the cover-up. Notice that in his, it's not $30 million, it's probably more like $50 million, 500 people interrogated, Star Chamber witch hunt. Notice he never did one single second of investigating Hillary's crimes. Not one single minute of exposing the FISA crimes. That's a cover-up, folks. That's malfeasance. That's collusion. That is collusion by Barry Bob Mueller, collusion with Peter Strzok. By the way, remember who hired Peter Strzok when he formed his demon rat team to go after Donald Trump? Who hired Peter Strzok? Yeah, that's right, Barry Bob Mueller. He only let Strzok go when the heat got too hot. When those Strzok Page Lovebird text messages came out, and God bless whoever found those text messages. Was it Admiral Rogers of the NSA? Joe DeGeneva says that the hidden hero in this whole witch hunt against Donald Trump, the whole coup d'etat, the hidden hero is Admiral Rogers, who was the head of the National Security Agency. Now, that's who, Joe DeGeneva says that. And he knows things that I'll never know. But I trust, I love Joe DeGeneva. I think he's got it. He has dealt with the FISA court. He has done all these things. He is at a very, very senior level. He would have been an excellent attorney general. I think he was considered, was he not? He says Admiral Rogers is the hidden hero. But somebody, my point is this. Where the hell? How the hell? Did these text messages between the unfaithful, cheating lovebirds, married Lisa Page and married Peter Strzok, how did they turn up? Who had these messages? It's a miracle. It is an absolute miracle. Anyway, until those turned up, Barry Bob Mueller was hiring Peter Strzok, who is the guy who was in charge of the Hillary Clinton cover-up, the investigation, the non-investigation of Hillary. He was in charge of covering up Hillary. He was in charge of launching the Trump investigation. How can you do that? How can you have the same guy doing both things? Are you kidding? And, of course, the text messages between the lovebirds make it clear that they both hate Trump. They both are willing to do anything to defeat him. They're both working with Barack Obama. They say it in their messages. Now, Bill Barr is willing to investigate this. So I'm going back to my main theme here. The big show right now is the attack on Bill Barr. Why? Because the demon rats, unless they want to go to prison, they've got to destroy Bill Barr now. They must destroy him. They must stop him. They must intimidate him. They must do whatever they did to Jeff Sessions. What did they do to Jeff Sessions? Is it a Motel 6 video of Jeff Sessions? What did they use on Jeff Sessions? Something was used on Jeff Sessions. He turned from a man to a mouse in 1 week. Overnight, He turned into the most cowardly weakling of recent times. Who did that to him? I don't think he was a cowardly weakling before. Something happened. But they've got to do something to Bill Barr. And let's hope they have nothing. They have nothing they can use. Whatever they're digging now. You better believe it, they're digging. Anything, any blackmail they could possibly use against Bill Barr, they're going to use it. They've got to stop him or they're going to prison. Also, if Bill Barr is not stopped, Donald Trump will be elected in 2020. Because this will be the story of stories. It'll be the biggest story in American history. And Joe Biden, who will be the Democrat nominee, he will be in it up to his eyeballs. Unless they can destroy Bill Barr. That's why I say that's the story right now. Destroy Bill Barr. And that's the way to accomplish several things. Because the tables have turned now. It's now time for the demon rats to get the pucker factor up high. It's time for them to go to prison. And treason. They've committed treason. The maximum penalty for treason is not prison. There's something even more severe than prison. I'll let you ponder what that is. The Constitution authorizes that as a penalty, punishment for treason. And Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, Obama, Biden, Lynch, Bill Clinton, in his tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch, they are all guilty of treason against the United States of America. The greatest treason network, cabal, in American history, with nothing to which to even compare it. Okay, so that's my theme. That's what I want to develop tonight. If you're game for that. There you go. I'm watching my message board here to see if anybody's calling in. The lines are open. Let's see. Did I mention the date? No, I didn't. It's May 12th, 2019. Sorry about that. I should mention that at the beginning of a show for anybody that's listening in an archive or people who do archiving work. You should mention that right at the opening. Let us go. Oh, boy, I have too many tabs open. Whoo-wee. Okay. Let's go to our my favorite tab of all, the best of all, Donald Trump's Twitter account. The president is retweeting right now. There's no timing. My Twitter doesn't show me the timing on retweets. So he's retweeted a couple posts from Ronna McDaniel. That's Ronna Romney. Yes, that Romney McDaniel. She's the niece of the despicable, the execrable Mitt Romney. What an embarrassment he is to her family. Let's see here. He's got a tweet. He's retweeting something there, retweeting another thing. He's retweeting Tom Fitton. And this is, by the way, this is the theme I just developed. Donald Trump just retweeted this, probably very recently. Tom Fitton wrote, and Donald Trump retweets, Schiff knew, Comey knew, Obama knew, Susan Rice knew, Biden knew, yes, Biden, Brennan knew, oh, that SOB, John Brennan, Clapper, James Clapper knew, Director of National Intelligence. Peter Strzok knew. Lisa Page knew. Andrew McCabe knew. They all knew. We now have proof, folks. They all knew there was no evidence of Trump collusion. And they knew this before the FISA warrant application. So James Comey, the self-righteous, pompous, SOB, if anyone ever deserved the title SOB, it's James Comey. An absolute absolute criminal. He knew. We have proof now that he knew that the dossier, the fake dossier, was fake. And yet he used it in a very serious application for search against an American citizen, search against the Trump campaign. You see, once they got a search warrant against one member of the Trump entourage or anybody connected with Trump, that's all they needed. That was the open sesame. Now they can listen to everybody. Because with their criminality, what they do is they listen to one person, then that person gets a call from somebody or calls somebody. Well, we got to listen to that guy too. But that guy that got called calls somebody else. Oh, we got to listen to that guy. In other words, they daisy chain. Once they get inside anybody's network, they can go to everybody in the network, including Donald Trump and all of his family members. So they were spying, yes, spying, and Bill Barr said the word, spying on the president. That's bad, folks. That's real bad. As Donald Trump says, here's one. Donald Trump, what was another tweet? Here's one where he said he's tweeting Lou Dobbs. This is 3 hours ago. Let's see what the president liked about Lou Dobbs in this segment here. Let's see if I can get it here.
Who's our rate of growth?
Well, as you've said many times, I think the globalists live in their own universe. And in their universe, the tariffs are satanic. And as you know very well, the president today said something quite cute, I thought, about Obama, that he let the Chinese get away with murder. So in a way, Lou, we've got to feel sorry for the Chinese. They've been misled by the globalists and by President Obama.
Oops, sorry. Let's come back. Oops, I goofed that one up. My fault.
They're going to think it over now. And I think Mnuchin might be right. They give them 3 or 4 weeks, you know, to see the tariffs begin to take effect. And then we'll see if they come back. I don't think we should go running over to Beijing ourselves with our next delegation. I think this 12th round of the talk should be back here in Washington, D.C. again.
Now, the president...
See, it is stunning.
The president retweeted that. Tweeted that segment of Lou Dobbs. That was Michael Pillsbury who was talking there. And I'll have to check him out and see if he's a member of the Pillsbury family, you know, the Pillsbury company. I'm a Pillsbury myself. I'll find out if I'm related to that guy. Let's look for another tweet here. Now, there are tweets. Let's see here. There's retweeting just going on like crazy here. Rich Lowry being retweeted by the president. Who else is he retweeting? Someone named Melissa A. I don't know who she is. He says, Happy Mother's Day. Nice picture of some tulips there in the White House garden. Beautiful tulips. Here he goes. 9 hours ago, he tweets this. Think of it. I became president of the United States in one of the most hard-fought and consequential elections in the history of our great nation. From long before I ever took office, I was under a sick and unlawful investigation concerning what has become known as the Russian hoax. Now, folks, it's worse than that. It's much worse than that. He wasn't under investigation. He was being set up, framed, even worse. We'll talk about that right after this break. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we're just getting into our first hour here of our two-hour Sunday Spectacular. And I was talking about Michael Pillsbury. I looked him up during the break here. Donald Trump has called Michael Pillsbury the world's leading authority on China. He was just talking with Lou Dobbs about what's in the cards here in the negotiation between Donald Trump and the dictator of China, Xi Jinping. He's a dictator, communist dictator, holds all the power over everything, the military, the government, the economy, the whole thing. Owns everything. All those factories in China, they're not owned by their putative owners. They're owned, they're operated at the pleasure and the forbearance of Xi Jinping. And there are many cases where so-called billionaires or very rich millionaires in China have just disappeared. And what happened? Well, they they were probably executed. They displeased somebody in the Xi Jinping operation, and they were vanished. Anyway, so Michael Pillsbury, you know, I can't, his bio doesn't say whether he's a member of the Pillsbury family. I am. I'm a 17th cousin to Charles Alfred Pillsbury, who's the co-founder of the Pillsbury Flour Company in Minneapolis. But the Pillsburys are pilgrims. They were Charles Alfred Pillsbury was born in Merrimack, New Hampshire. So he's from a pilgrim line. And Pillsbury is an odd enough name that I would say there's zero chance that Michael Pillsbury is not in the same family tree. So we're cousins. The ancestor I share with Charles Alfred Pillsbury, making me a 17th cousin, is Lady Joan de Beaufort, Countess of Westmoreland, and Plantagenet, who lived from 1375 to 1440. And one of her children, Mary de Ferrer, is an ancestor of Charles Alfred Pillsbury, and one of her sons, Sir John Gaunt of Lancaster, is an ancestor of mine. But anyway, so there you go. Let's look at some more tweets here with the president. Oh, here's what he was saying. I was in the middle of a tweet. I mentioned the president says, it turned out he says there is I was under a sick and unlawful investigation. But it's worse than that. He wasn't just under an investigation. That's not what Peter Strzok launched. What Peter Strzok launched is a counterintelligence, no, what would you call it, a deep state covert action against the president. Remember, Peter Strzok was the head of counterintelligence for the FBI. So he, that's what he does. That's what a counterintelligence guy does. And so he launched the kind of covert operation that you would launch against an enemy of America. He launched it against America's greatest friend, Donald Trump. That's more than an investigation. It includes, for instance, we've learned that this guy, what's his name? The fellow with a Greek name. He was set up. He was approached by an FBI honeypot operation. A hot-looking FBI undercover agent who was trying to set him up, compromise him, and use him as an avenue to destroy Donald Trump. It just didn't work. Is one of our callers, can somebody remember his name? I've just forgotten his name. It's a classic Greek name. You've seen him on TV. And Barry Bob Mueller attempted to destroy this guy, sentence him to jail. But folks, the FBI was, and now Bill Barr has said, I want to know how many operations were launched by the FBI. He said this. How many spying operations came out of the FBI against Donald Trump? And he has said it's unlikely that the two targets that we know of were the only ones. Carter Page is one. We know that he was a target. And then this guy with the Greek name, he was a target. That's not the way the people like Peter Strzok operate, shooting at low-level targets and that's it. No, they had much more going. So Bill Barr is going to turn this inside out. We hope. Cross your fingers, folks, because if Bill Barr doesn't do it, it's probably not going to happen. He is the right guy. It's the attorney general that has to do that. That is the person with the charge of seeking justice. And if the president doesn't have an attorney general, remember what Donald Trump said of Jeff Sessions way back when Jeff Sessions was attorney general? He says, I don't have an attorney general. Meaning he has no shield and he has no sword. Donald Trump can't do it. He can't investigate somebody. He can't recommend prosecution. He can't convene a grand jury. His attorney general has to do that. And thank God, it appears he now has a real attorney general. Jeff Sessions was a catastrophe. 2 years of destruction of the Trump presidency. Thanks a lot, Jeff, baby. So that's the story, as I see it. Destroy Bill Barr. Now, if they can destroy Bill Barr, let's close the circle here. Why destroy Bill Barr? How does that work? Well, when Bill Barr starts to zero in on the criminality of Obama and Joe Biden and all the FBI and Justice Department people, when Bill Barr finds out what Motel 6 video they have of Jeff Sessions and how they've managed to blackmail Jeff Sessions, because that's a crime, that's a big crime. When all that is threatening to come out, they need to destroy Bill Barr. They have to discredit him. They have to make him. This is their technique. If someone threatens them, then they turn it around. They flip it over. Donald Trump is a threat to them, so they try to get him into jail. They try to set him up, frame him. And as Donald Trump has said, beautiful phrase, thank you, Mr. President, for saying this, for calling these guys. What president has ever had the balls to call the director of the FBI a dirty cop? That has never happened in American history. Of course, the FBI hasn't been around that long. James Comey, dirty cop. And Donald Trump has used the plural, dirty cops. Strzok's a dirty cop. Page is a dirty cop. McCabe's a dirty cop. Who is that counsel? That senior counsel for the was it the FBI or the Justice Department? His name is Baker. Baker, dirty cop. Dirty, dirty all the way. A traitor. James Comey is doing a national tour. He's so afraid he's going to go to jail. John Brennan, former director of the CIA, doing media appearances on CNN. I think he's, isn't he like a host or a correspondent of CNN? A former director of the CIA? Are you kidding? That's not done. That's done by a man who's scared out of his mind that he may go to jail. He should. If John Brennan doesn't go to jail, there is no justice in America. John Brennan must go to prison for the rest of his life. All of them. Comey must go to prison. There's no other appropriate penalty for these people. A fine? A reprimand? Being disbarred? That's not a suitable punishment for what they've done. Jail. So the president, and then the president finishes his tweet. He says, this never happened before in American history. My campaign was being seriously spied upon by intel agencies, plural, and the Democrats. This never happened before in American history, and it all turned out to be a total scam, a witch hunt. Of course, it's much worse than that. It's felony that yielded no collusion, no obstruction. This must never be allowed to happen again. Well, yeah, never happened again. Yeah, that's an important point the president's making, but it's a very generous point. It's more importantly, these people need to go to prison. Not, you know, I'll never do it again. I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. From Brennan and Clapper and McCabe. I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. No, that ain't enough. Prison, prison, hard time on the rock pile. For the rest of their lives. Every one of them. The rest of their lives. And they should be lucky that they will have any life. Because their crime is treason and the penalty is the electric chair or some other suitable form of execution. That is the correct penalty, the Rosenberg penalty for treason. espionage and spying upon the United States. That is exactly what all of these people did. Did it not happen to some other future president is not enough. If they skate, if they get away with this, if they're still free men and women, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, there was no justice. Okay, let's look at some more tweets here. Let's look at the, let's look here. Here we go. What does he say here? He's quoting somebody, Lou Dobbs. The Democrats have nothing. They just want to distract from this president. The FBI was not doing its job. The State Department was covering things up every day for Hillary. At the end of the day, they're fearful of what they did. This is Lou Dobbs talking, or Ed Rollins. Ed should be fearful. This is a tough president who is willing to have the battle. And we have a great attorney general who is willing to lead the battle, and they are going to get to the bottom of it. That's either Ed Rollins or Lou Dobbs. It's probably Ed Rollins on the Lou Dobbs show, because those are the two references the president makes. That's a quote. Ed Rollins was what? Was he a Reagan, one of the top men in the Reagan administration? Or help me out, audience. It's just a whole great series of tweets from the president. He's on fire. Here he is retweeting Tom Fitton. Let me read this. Democratic leaders, Tom Fitton writes, don't want to talk about the criminal conspiracy their party was involved in related to the illegal spying on Donald Trump. Their mentality these days is to try to jail political opponents, no matter the rule of law. The only problem, now that the president then comments on that, he says, the only problem with what Tom Fitton mentions there, no problem with what Tom says, but for the Democrats, the only problem is that they know I am going to win the best economy and employment numbers in U.S. history and much more. And the deal will become far worse for them if it has to be negotiated in my second term. Would be wise. Oh, okay. Now he's talking about the Chinese situation. I'm kind of mixing two things up there. The president is talking about so much. He's talking about everything. Here's Donald Trump today. He tweeted this. I was not, in all caps, not going to fire Bob Mueller, and did not fire Bob Mueller. In fact, he was allowed to finish his report with unprecedented help from the Trump administration. Donald Trump turned over more than 1 million documents, either pages or documents, I forget which, more than 1 million. He never declared any executive privilege, which he is perfectly entitled to do. He's entitled to say of any document in his administration or under his control, this is a matter of executive privilege and I'm not sharing it with you. He didn't withhold a single page. He turned over 1 million, unprecedented cooperation. He didn't fire Bob Mueller. He could do that. He didn't fire Rodney the Rat Rosenstein. He could do that. And he says, oh my gosh, this is great. Now, have you noticed in the news, one of the Trump attorneys, Don McGahn, M-C-G-A-H-N, Don McGahn. Now, Donald Trump has had lots of employees, including lots of attorneys, and some of them are real, you know, some of them have turned out to be real turkeys, like Michael Cohen. But Don McGahn is another one of these rats. So Donald Trump asked him, or somebody asked him to certify that Donald Trump never attempted to obstruct anything. But Don McGahn wouldn't do it. What a piece of crap Don McGahn is. He's one of these people, that these deep staters This was a major campaign to insert themselves into the Trump administration. And it was a network of people. Remember, folks, if you're fighting a network, it's an almost impossible task. If you are one person and you are fighting a whole team of people, a whole rat's nest of people in the FBI, the Justice Department, the media, all around you, everywhere, in the White House, in every agency, hundreds of them, thousands of them. How can you keep track of all of them? How can you defend yourself? It's an impossible task. So Don McGahn is one of these rats inserted into the Trump presidency. We'll talk about that rat right after this break.
Beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Hey, we're back, folks. And thanks for tuning into our show here today. This is the Trump Phenomenon on our two-hour spectacular. We've got Tom in Florida hanging on the line there. I'll talk to Tom in just a moment. Let me throw a few more logs on the fire. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump's tweets, superlative piled upon superlative. His tweets today are like mind-boggling. It's unbelievable what he's done. He's covering every subject. It's more than I can study or read. I can't read his tweets as fast as he's putting out the information. There's incredible stuff. Here's a retweeting of Geraldo Rivera. Now, I've demonstrated against Geraldo Rivera. I've actually helped wreck one of his shows outside the Rockefeller Center. He was broadcasting live, and I was there with an Alex Jones group yelling in bullhorns to disrupt Geraldo Rivera's show. And we were yelling, 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. And it was wonderful. Some of you may have seen the video of that. We really messed up the Rivera show. But even Rivera is having to admit some of this stuff. He says, if you were Donald Trump Jr. and had already testified for 30 plus hours about the same damn singular meeting at Trump Tower. I love it. See, Rivera, you got to get emotional language here to show impact. Yes, it's the same damn meeting, says Rivera. Wouldn't you be reluctant to go before harassing politicians yet another time? Since there was no collusion and no obstruction, I say, this is Geraldo Rivera, fight versus this malicious, hostile intent. Well done, Geraldo. I'll give you a pat on the back for that. Here's a good tweet from Ari Fleischer, retweeted by the president. People are getting on board. People that you would never expect to be on the Trump train are climbing on. Here's Ari Fleischer. He says, of all the radical ideas in the Democrat primary, this may be the most radical. And he quotes Joe Biden, who has said that the U.S. has, get this, folks, U.S. has an obligation to give healthcare to undocumented aliens. Oh, really, Mr. Biden? Really? I hope you run on that, Joe Biden. He already is. He's already said it. He said during a campaign stop in California on Wednesday that the United States has an obligation. Not just that we should. No, it's worse than that. We have an obligation. In other words, we're bad people if we don't provide free health care to every damn, let's use Geraldo Rivera's word, every damn illegal alien in the world. I'll tell you what, folks. This is getting interesting. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.